I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 548, J.R.R. Tolkien. Can we just say right now, out of the gate today, that having three initials at the start of your name is way cool in and of itself? What do you know about J.R.R. Tolkien? Well, you probably associate him with his most famous work, The Lord of the Rings. And you may or may not know that Tolkien was the one who led his friend, C.S. Lewis, to faith in Jesus. Today I want to give thanks for this brilliant Christian writer, and also focus on at least one nonfiction statement that he made that should give Christians pause today. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? And I think people like Tolkien help us to imagine that. John Ronald Reuel Tolkien was born on January the 3rd, 1892, and he died on September the 2nd, 1973, at the age of 81. He was fluent in 35 languages, and then he made some of his own up for his novels. He gave us some great lines to ponder. For example, Tolkien wrote, "Not all who wander are lost. We all have to decide what to do with the time that is given to us. It's dangerous business, Frodo, going out your door. Little by little, one travels far. Faithless is he that says farewell when the road darkens. The dark places will always be present, but don't let that keep you from looking for the light." But there's another line I want us to consider today. So give me about five minutes to slow down. I'll share that line with you. We'll consider a portion of God's word, ask a great question, and pray together. You know, we've all been through a lot in this last year and a half and still counting with COVID. Maybe today you need to hear the words of Tolkien's hobbit, Frodo, to the wizard Gandalf. Frodo said, "I wish it need not have happened in my time." "So do I," said Gandalf. "And so do all who live to see such times. But that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what we do with the time that is given to us." I don't know about you, but I needed to hear that today. So hear it again. "I wish it need not happened in my time," said Frodo. "So do I," said Gandalf. "And so do all who live to see such times. But it is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what we do with the time that is given to us." The Apostle Paul put it this way to the Ephesians in Ephesians 5, 15 to 20 from the Passion Translation. "So be very careful how you live, not being like those with no understanding, but live honorably with true wisdom. For we are living in evil times. Take full advantage of every day as you spend your life for his purposes. And don't live foolishly, for then you will have discernment to fully understand God's will. And don't get drunk with wine, which is rebellion. Instead, be filled continually with the Holy Spirit, and your hearts will overflow with a joyful song to the Lord. Keep speaking to each other with words of Scripture, singing the Psalms with praises and spontaneous songs given by the Spirit. Always give thanks to God the Father for every person that he brings into your life in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Here's the great question. Think through your day. We can't change what is going on in the world, but we can decide how we will live in it. How will you spend your day, taking full advantage of every day, as the text tells us? What would that look like for you? Let's pray this prayer from Lectio 365. Creator God, thank you that you're writing a story of great adventure with my little life. I yield to the challenges, the shadows, and even the necessary pain. I trust you to bring me home eventually, like the hobbits, to the Shire with a song to sing and a story to tell. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 549. And in the meantime, here are a few more jewels from J.R.R. The birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus means that one day everything sad will become untrue. I love that one. How do you move on? You move on when your heart finally understands that there's no turning back. The chief purpose of life for any of us is to increase according to our capacity, our knowledge of God, by all means we have, and to be moved by it to praise and thanks. It simply isn't an adventure worth telling if there aren't any dragons. Wow. Doesn't that make you want to go read a Tolkien book or see a movie based on his writings? Would you join me today in thanking God for J.R.R. Tolkien?